And joining us now is Keith Allen with the Central Nebraska Community Action Partnership and the SSVF program. Keith, we've had you on the program before. It was our special edition out at the airport, so pull that microphone down, Tori. Get up close and personal with that there. There you go. But Keith, tell us exactly, why should people make a donation on North Platte Giving Day to your organization?
Any donations that are given to my organization are used directly to help veterans, mm-hmm. specifically homeless veterans or those veterans who are facing homelessness, such as if they've received an eviction notice and they have back rent to pay, and literal homelessness, such as someone living in a place not meant for habitation, car, tent, dumpster. And so what we do is we seek out to house them first. And once we've given them housing, we apply them with it's an entire program. It's active case management, whereas I can advocate for any rights that they may not be receiving that they don't know they're eligible for.
Sure.
I've boiled down the phone call to get people food stamps to about 10 minutes. We give them things to sustain their household that everybody needs, such as, some of them they'll need a bed. Obviously, if you're homeless, mm-hmm. You don't have a bed or sheets for that, or a vacuum cleaner, pots and pans, silverware. We do all of that and provide them tools to better their life.
You guys do provide those tools, because when you think about it, there's a lot that goes into that home. It's not just the home. It's the sheets for the bed. It's towels. It's soap. It's laundry detergent. Maybe some additional clothing, too, is
Absolutely.
A very much necessity for them. So there's a lot that goes into it. And I think when it comes to homelessness, especially homelessness with our men and women who have offered a sacrifice that we can never repay, we always think that happens places, but not here. That's not the case, unfortunately.
No, it is not, and it's been an issue long before you or I were born.
Mm-hmm.
It has just been, within the last several decades that it's become the forefront of a lot of people's minds. Patriotism is an all-time high, and there are more veterans out there than people actually realize.
Oh, sure. They're around every corner. We might not know their story, and these might be men and women that we know, and we know them personally, but we don't know that they served. Because let's face it, those that have given the sacrifice don't brag about it. They don't necessarily always like to even discuss it.
Not all of them, no. That's correct. And generally speaking, not a lot of veterans like to reach out for help. They're too proud, or they feel maybe that they're a burden. And I'm here to tell you right now that they all count.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help all of them that I can.
Absolutely.
The goal is to work myself out of a job eventually.
It'd be a good problem to have, right?
Absolutely.
It would be great.
Yes, sir.
Of course, many people may know Keith as well with the Buddy Check program. We've talked about that several times in the past. The Buddy Check program, a great resource to any veteran here in the community. Rather you served 20 years ago or 80 years ago, it doesn't matter. A vet is a vet.
Absolutely, and all of them are welcome. Before the pandemic, we would meet personally and speak amongst each other and have pizza and pop and coffee and pet dogs and just have, a nice, soft,
have a grand old time.
And then if any of them needed to speak to anybody about anything, we were there for one another.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And how are you handling the continuing Buddy Check throughout the COVID-19 pandemic?
Right now, Buddy Check is being handled exclusively through Zoom meetings.
Okay.
And you can find the link to that on the Nebraska Buddy Check Facebook page. There is a North Platte Facebook or North Platte Buddy Check Facebook page, but the information on the Nebraska Buddy Check Facebook page happens first, because the founder, Adam Armstrong, he's the administrator of that site.
Awesome. Again, we have Keith Allen joining us here discussing the North Platte Giving Day and the importance of giving to the Central Nebraska Community Action Partnership, battling homelessness for our veterans, for those men and those women that gave the ultimate sacrifice for the country and for strangers, thousands and thousands of strangers. So if they want to make a donation, or folks are listening and they want to help you help others and they want to help these vets, what's the best way for them to do so, Keith?
We accept all types of donations. We are a nonprofit organization, so monetary donations are always welcome. However, we also accept donations in the form of hygiene items. We're involved with the Quilts of Valor through Buddy Check.
Okay.
And so any contributions that would like to be made to our organization, if it's a form of a check or money order or what have you, it can be made to CNCAP, Central Nebraska Community Action Partnerships acronym, or SSVF, and then I would send those on up to Loop City. Any other type of donation of material items or what have you, you'd have to call it in advance, 308-730-145 is my office number, and we would have to coordinate a pickup, as I am not allowed to let anybody in.
Right? Sure. It's most understandable.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the world we're living in, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
So. Now, if folks want to get additional information about anything we've talked about and maybe about any of the programs available, what's the best way for them to do so, Mr. Allen?
They can call, or we have brochures that are about to be updated. Basically, the best way to check into it is they can call me, or they can call our home office in Loop City. Their number is 308-745-0780, and that will take you to a switchboard of choices of who you can contact.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Keith?
No, I really appreciate this Giving Day here in North Platte. It's amazing what they do.
You got to love the great spirit with it.
You do. With things are the way they are right now, helping other people is a good way to get people back out of their slump of, you know, people
Absolutely.
Sitting around feeling bad.
Absolutely.
And one thing I would like everyone to remember as far as veterans go, we're not all angels and not all wounds are visible.
Mm-hmm.
So... But
absolutely,
we're all proud to serve.
And some of the wounds that you're referencing, the majority of our veterans may not suffer from physical wounds, but the wounds are very real, and they are very much there.
So. Absolutely, they are.
Keith, we appreciate the time, appreciate the great work you're doing here locally, and look forward to talking to you down the road, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
That's going to wrap up Mugs of the Morning on KODY North Platte with translator K291BW North Platte. We'll be back tomorrow morning to continue the local conversation on Mugs in the Morning, live each weekday from 8 to 9 on Husker Radio.